This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On Memorial Day weekend, anyone within earshot of Hart Plaza on Detroit's riverfront will have absolutely no doubt the Movement Electronic Music Festival will be in full swing. Electronic music fans from all over the world have been making their way to Hart Plaza on Memorial Weekend since the first festival in 2000. This year's Movement Electronic Music Festival brings more than 100 artists on 5 outdoor stages. Desi Magby, also known as DJ Psycho of Flint, has played a really big part in making Michigan a major player in the world's electronic music scene. He got hooked on electronic music as a fifth grader, and he has been making music and DJing since 1984. Another name to watch for at this year's festival is Asher Perkins. This is the first time DJ and producer Asher Perkins will be performing at the Movement Festival in Hart Plaza. Asher and DJ Psycho, so good to have you both on Stateside. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. All right, Psycho, you grew up in Flint, right?
Yeah.
What hooked you on electronic music and how old were you?
Oh, well, my uncles were bringing in cassettes and 8-tracks and records and whatnot. And so, like, my first instance was like the first Kraftwerk records and Jean-Michel Jarre with the Oxygen records and so on and so forth. And then 1981 happened. Well, I'm skipping a step because Yellow Magic Orchestra came in 79, and that was the first electronic music record I ever bought.
And you must have been a little sprat then.
I was fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Lost my mind. And 1981, the doors blew open because you had Kraftwerk's Computer World, and then you had the two first instances out of Detroit, which was Charivari by a number of names and Alleys of Your Mind by Cybertron. And those records right there, I mean, we were playing those same records that everybody was playing in Detroit. We were playing in Flint as well, because whatever happened on Flint, on Detroit radio, we would just adapt to, because either, you know, you'd had somebody that was had their antennas up and wired and so on and so forth, so it was pointing towards Detroit when we would get the electrifying mojo and WGPR and Nat Morris and The Scene and this, that.
It is funny. There was no internet streaming in those days.
No, you had to get it off the radio and have your cassette recorders ready to go. And it was just all the stuff that was interspersed with all the music that I loved in the first place, you know, like all the post-disco stuff, a lot of Prince, a lot of George Clinton, P-Funk. And
here you are. It's 2014, and you've built a career. You are a noted DJ. What does this give you? And how do you turn all of that back to your audiences at the dance clubs?
I use what I do at this point in my career as a point to educate. Now it's way more important right now to be able to display the history and the what it takes to get from point A to point B because of how technology is. And so now I'm at the point where in my life where I have to teach.
What are you teaching?
I am teaching about the love of the music, the history of the music. You know, people don't understand how important something like Flashlight by Parliament from 77 factors into what the music that we make right now. Because if there was none of that stuff, there would have been no Oizo, no Bassline House, none of that.
And Asher, you grew up, as we discovered when you were on Stateside last year, you grew up playing with your family's traditional Irish music band, Finn Vara's Wren. So what led you to Detroit techno and hooked you?
Well, the kind of music that I grew up playing is traditional Irish dance music. So it was always up-tempo. You know, it was always somewhat for a party setting, or even if it was a concert, it was, you know, just really upbeat, uplifting music. So that was what I grew up around. That's what I always loved. And then as a teenager, first I got really into punk rock. And, you know, I begged my parents for an electric guitar. And I did that for a while. And somewhere along the lines, some friends of mine were like, hey, have you heard this techno stuff? You know, check this out. And I always thought techno was like this really cheesy, like intense, I don't know, like just picturing like a parody of a rave scene from a movie or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like not interested at all until they started showing me some of this stuff. And it was actually really like alternative and, you know, just different. I'd never heard anything like it. So it just immediately grabbed my attention.
So I want both of you to give us a sense of what it is that the rest of the world sees in Detroit and Michigan's electronic music, because we know people come from all over the world to the Movement Festival. What makes Michigan and Detroit music unique and sets it apart, let's say, from British and European techno? I'll let you start, Desi.
It's the struggle. That's what it's all about. It's the struggle. What we do with our music and how we create it is completely different from what everybody else's does because of our perspective.
And it's what, like, kind of struggle? What do you mean the struggle?
Like, okay.
Racial, industrial?
Racial, industrial, classists, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, techno was supposed to be this, what it was supposed to represent at the time that it came around was supposed to be represent the sounds of the machines rusting, you know, like... Mm-hmm. The automotive industry and how it's, you know, the streets are shaped, you know, the structure and so on and so forth. So when all of that stuff left, you had to do something. Either you were going to get into a life of crime, or you were going to leave, or you're going to be creative. And we had the option of being creative because of the musical history that's here. Jazz is here. Motown is here. Funk, soul, rock, garage rock. Mm-hmm. Punk is here. MC5, Marvin Gaye. And there's always this connecting point of soul in all of those musics, all of it. And so that's the difference between what we do and what a whole lot of everybody else is either attempting or tried or completely forgotten about. That's also what makes, to me, what makes Movement special as opposed to every other Northern American festival that has incorporated electronic music.
I definitely agree with Desi regarding the struggle of the city. And what I hear in Detroit techno is not only the hardship, but also a very, very strong sense of hope.
The Movement Festival runs through the 3-day Memorial Day weekend at Hart Plaza. You can get all the information and all the schedules on their website, movement.us. Asher Perkins and Desi Magby, a.k.a. DJ Psycho. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
It's been awesome.
Thank you.